Now, commentator Aaron Freeman would like to share the story of how the rabbi's wife led him back to the African-American cuisine of his childhood.
On a wintry Sabbath afternoon, the rabbi's wife, a.k.a. the Rebbitzin, entered our home bearing a fascinating gift. She and her family are self-described extreme eaters, and she brought us one of their latest culinary adventures, calves' feet jelly. It is apparently a delicacy among certain Eastern European Jews. It just so happened, however, that the Rebbitzin's idea of kosher and my own are not in perfect harmony, so as kind as her gift of calves' feet jelly was, I couldn't eat it. But the idea of it fascinated me. Calves' feet jelly. What the heck could that be like? I resolved to find out and called my mother to declare, "I am going to blow your palate. Have you ever heard of..." "No." "Well, I'm going to make us some, and..." "Great, I can't wait." A few days later, I drove to the store and bought a package of kosher calf's feet, and I was astonished such a thing had existed all along and had escaped my notice. I followed the recipe in my classic Jewish recipes cookbook, and while the feet were boiling down, I called my mother to give her the 411. Giddily, I described blanching and boiling the feet and the instructions to put the water aside for jelly, but first to toss the bones and then finally chop the meat. Said my mother, "It's souse." "Say what?" "That's how you make souse." Souse, or head cheese, was a treat from my soul food childhood, except my grandmother made it with pork. I had not even thought of souse since I'd started keeping kosher a decade ago. But realizing that once again my mother was right, I ignored the bland white people seasoning in the cookbook I had and tossed in a bunch of sage and some crushed red pepper like souse should have. I mixed it up, popped it in the fridge, and 2 hours later, I was soused. It was a soul food treat from my childhood in all its gray gelatinous glory. The flavor of it took me back to Memphis, and my granddaddy Ananias and my sister and I slipping down to the icebox in the middle of the night for a few jiggly pieces of hot, spicy delight. For our next Sabbath dinner, I made fish and spaghetti, pinto beans, cornbread, and souse. The old European Jews can call it calves' feet jelly if they want, but it is souse. Good old souse, just like Grandmama Leona would have made it, if Grandmama Leona had been an observant Jew.
Aaron Freeman finds his delicacies in Chicago. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.